Alan, that was a deserved win, but we could have won that game long before we did.
Yeah, we came out the blocks really well. We performed well in the first half, and I think the only thing that was missing from that performance was the final product, that finish. I think Stace will admit, the first one to admit that he should have had a couple in the first half, and you would expect him to finish those sort of opportunities. But the pleasing thing for me was, unlike last week, which was the first time I've been really disappointed with the boys for a long time. Last week was disappointing, but this week we were back to creating opportunities. We were creating that chance. We were looking a threat. We missed a few opportunities, but the important was we got one of them, and we ended up getting another one. Obviously a little bit unorthodox, but the pleasing thing was that we were creating chances. We looked a threat. We looked more like ourselves again.
We looked pretty solid at the back as well, didn't we? They scored from a corner, but when you look at Ainsley's work in terms of direct shots at goal, he didn't have much to do, did he?
No, I think we defended well. We defended the first ball a lot better today. Our two centre-halves were back to their best. I felt they were strong, they were competitive, they were aggressive, they organised quite well. For two lads who, obviously Terry was a left back and he's not used to having to organise, and Josh is only a young lad. They stepped up and were real leaders in the team today. So that was very pleasing. We sort of snubbed out most threats. Both fullbacks were excellent, I thought, especially Ben Hanlon had a really good game. So that was good. They were a threat from set pieces, and we make it difficult for ourselves. We create our own pressure by giving silly free kicks away, giving needless corners away, and we did that on occasion. And then that last corner, it's disputable whether it was a corner or not. And just before that, it was very disputable whether it was their throw-in or not. But they got the corner, and it was a good delivery. But the disappointing thing was it was a free header within the 6-yard box, and that's something we need to improve on. I think for the majority of the game, we dealt with their threat and prevented shots on target and shots at goal quite well.
For the winner, Reece did the right thing, didn't he, in following up that ball after it had gone over his head and waiting for the keeper to drop the clanger.
Well, I think you never nearly dropped your laptop there. But this is a tight bend. You should never presume in football. Never presume that the ball's going out. Never presume that the player's offside. Never presume that the referee's going to give the free kick. Never presume anything. So I think especially as a centre forward, I think you've got to be an optimist. You've got to gamble. You've got to gamble and think, What if he misses this? What if the defender miskicks this? What if he doesn't? What if he switches off for a second? What if the keeper comes out and mistimes it? What if it doesn't bounce? Anything like that. And I think it's, for me, that's what a centre forward should do. Same as a centre half, as a defender, you never take chances. There's no ifs. There's no gambling. There's no, hopefully he's offside, or hopefully, they don't pass the ball. You've got to cover those options, and you've got to cover every sort of alternative. And as a centre forward, you think, that looks a little bit, something could have come here. You get a sniff for it, but you think, I'm just going to gamble, see what happens. And hopefully, because otherwise you're not going to score. If you're not going to be proactive and try and sniff out these opportunities and gamble and take a chance, then you're not going to score goals. And I think Stacey said to me after the game, he said, to be fair, it was the only way he was going to score there. He said that to me, to which I replied, yeah, well, to be honest, he probably was. And I said, and you were trying your hardest to stop Dave Sayers from scoring as well, by giving the... But he works ever so hard, and he chases lost causes. And his goal scoring record, I think, stands up for itself without a doubt. And he's big enough to admit that it wasn't his day and he should have scored more today, but there he is with another goal. So
it could have been 3-1, of course. Joe Wheatley was very unlucky with that volley from the Josh Gillies corner there late in the game.
Yeah, well, that would have been the perfect time to score a third goal. It would have took the pressure off the lads. It could have meant we could have relaxed. And it was a great move, great ball in, great run from Joe. Something that he should be doing more of, which is coming late, not getting there too early and waiting for it, but arriving late, at the right time. Dave Sayers does it really well. Joe can do it as well. And the finish was a good finish. I mean, I wouldn't penalise him for the finish. In the end of the day, he's watched it down. It's a great contact, guided into the bottom corner. It's just very unlucky that it hit the post, but that would have meant a lot less stress for the last 5 or 6 minutes for me and Tommy. And the fans would have been even louder, because the fans were fantastic there. real loud support for the last 15-20 minutes, but I think it would have been even louder if that had gone in.
And it was a great reward for the fans as well, considering that they paid for their players' team coach to get to Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, what the supporters do for us and what the volunteers do for us as a club is priceless, and a lot of it goes unnoticed, a lot of it goes under the radar. I don't think sometimes the players get wind of all the things that are done for them, and I think they do appreciate it. They just sometimes it just goes under the radar a little bit. Like to that today, I don't think it was maybe overly spoken about, you know, lads putting a performance. I mean, we did, because I think the main talk before the game was putting a performance, because last week you were a disgrace, and I think you owe the fans a performance, and I think the players knew that. But we didn't mention the fact that they paid for the bus, you know, and otherwise they would have had to get on the cars, or it might have been a minibus or some crappy bus that's from the 1960s, you know what I mean, with Cliff Richard driving. It's like, but what they do for us as a group, the supporters, what they do for this club and what they do for the players and what they do to make us make things a lot better for the players, which all goes towards getting results, is priceless. Yeah, it really is.
That was the fourth away win of the season. It sets us up quite nicely now for this schedule of 2 games in 3 days that we've got coming up now. Spennymoor on Thursday and Nuneaton on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it's one of them. I know people have been talking about a lot of things lately. You know, we've gone on a good run and we've been getting some results, but today is officially the day we are safe. You know, regardless of whether we've been talking about it before, people have been talking about playoffs and talking about this, that, and the other. But for me, we've done really well. But today is a big day for us, because we're safe. It's a hell of an achievement. You know, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to finish just a little bit short of, you know, 5-6 points maybe short of the playoffs. We'll see how that finishes, because there's teams dropping points, so you never know. But it's a big day in regards to that. You know, psychologically, we can go into the last 4 games with no pressure on our shoulders, wanting to do well against some really good teams like a local derby, Stockport away, which is a massive game. These exciting games that the lads can go in there without the pressure, the fans without the pressure, with everything to gain, nothing to lose. The opportunity for players to really step up and show what they're about, and it's going to be a fun and a lot less stressful 2 weeks. So.